Hello, welcome to the next episode of the Medicine of Being Human podcast. My name is Sina Maria. So I have a special episode today. I recorded this while I was hiking in Northern California. I took myself on a little hot springs getaway weekend as a holiday gift to myself. So it's a little different than what you may be used to when you listen to podcasts. You can hear my steps in the background. There's definitely some hard breathing at times. I did try to edit that out as much as possible. But just so you're aware of that, it's going to sound like I'm walking, because I am. The reason I decided to leave it in this format is because it was just a pure channel from the nature and the walk that I was on. And it came through with this concept of you are God, we are God, I am God. And so I go through a lot of different topics here, a big one being our true God nature. I talk about the fall from grace, and I go back into history of Lemurian Atlantis. I talk about why there are so many people on the planet right now, my understanding or my belief of that. I talk about the core wound that we all carry. There's a lot of good stuff. And I do jump into a lot of these concepts without much of an introduction. So I want to set a few foundations here that will make more sense when you listen. So a couple key points that are important to know. One is that I believe that there are intelligent life forms all over the galaxy. So these are beings that live on different star systems, they live on different planets, they live outside of our galaxy as well. And so my worldview is that planet Earth and the beings that inhabit planet Earth are part of a much greater interstellar or galactic system that are all in relationship with each other. So right now, given that Earth is in a very tough spot, we're in a pretty dire place in a lot of ways, there are many intergalactic species that are helping us and supporting us, because if Earth is in a bad place, then that impacts the whole frequency of the whole galaxy and beyond. So I also believe, with that as a foundational fact, I believe that some humans, if not all of us, have come from off-Earth incarnations. So that, for example, I believe I'm a starseed and I have lived many different lives on different star constellations and different planets. And I'm now here on Earth. So I have different incarnations and different embodiments that I carry within my cells. I believe that on Earth right now, we are currently operating at 3D or 4D frequency, and that we, everyone here on Earth, was operating at some point in history at a fifth dimensional frequency or higher. So when I refer to the fall from grace, what I mean is that we fell in frequency. So we in our body, in our cells remember that we used to operate at a much higher frequency, like I said, 5D or beyond. And then we fell and we became more dense, and that's where we are right now. So those are some foundational tidbits that I think will be helpful to know. So grateful for all the reviews that came through on iTunes. It really, really warmed my heart and made my day. I was really surprised, honestly, to see so many reviews and to see them, just the positive feedback and the love that I felt. So I really am so grateful. It was like the best Christmas gift that I could have asked for. And if you haven't left a review and you are enjoying the podcast, I would love if you could just take 3 minutes. It can be really short, just 5 stars, and give some of your thoughts, your feedback. It really helps with making the podcast more searchable. And it can also help me get into the new and noteworthy section on iTunes. So I would so appreciate that if you can take the time to do it. And lastly, I wanted to share that if you listen to this before December 28th, I will be leading a free webinar with my Ascension guide, Sarah's Andromeda. It's on aligned sexuality. So it's going to be really, really good stuff. We're going to be talking about things that I don't think are talked about really anywhere. The way that we're approaching this topic and really unifying ascension with sexuality. So ascension can sometimes feel ungrounded, perhaps, or like it's really related to the cosmos, and sexuality is very much a human body experience. And so this is really important. If you've listened to my previous episode about the Trinity Stargates, there's definite energy around going deeper into our understanding of our sexuality and any distorted energy that is within us. And so this will be a live discussion between Sarahs and I. And if you join live, you can ask questions or you can send me questions in advance if you're not able to tune in live. And if you want to receive the recording or join us live, you can sign up on my website. It's medicineofbeinghuman.com/ascension. Or just click on the Ascension tab and you'll see some more information about the webinar there. And then at the bottom, there's a sign up. Just put your name and your email address in and you'll get the link for the webinar in your email. So Aligned Sexuality free webinar with Sarahs Andromeda and I on Friday, December 28th at 11:30 a.m. Pacific time. Okay, now we'll jump right into the episode. I've been reflecting a lot on this phrase that came to me this morning that was, "You are God." And that may be a bit shocking to hear for some people. Sometimes we hear, "You are an aspect of God." And when I say God, I'm referring to Source, Goddess, Allah, Muhammad, Jesus, like Divine Mother, Sophia, Christ, Sophia Consciousness, like all the ways and the words that we describe this concept of something outside of ourselves or something greater than ourselves or that from which we all come. And as I was sitting with this morning, I realized that while it can be really challenging in our small humanness to receive that I am a God. I am God. Sorry, I am not. It's not I am a God. It is I am God. It can be hard to receive that, which I understand, because of eons of separation consciousness that we are now working through and releasing out of our cells. And the conditioning that we receive in this lifetime, in this society that we live in, we are very, very much taught that power comes from outside of ourselves. We are taught to look outside of ourselves to make decisions. We really have, for some people, fully separated from our intrinsic power, our intrinsic truth, the knowing that exists within each form, within each soul, within each heart. And if you were to imagine, if you can imagine your human yourself, and then zoom out a little bit, imagine your family, whatever iteration of family you want to remember or imagine, and keep zooming out to imagine the whole, all the people in the city that you live in, the town, the area. Zoom out to imagine all the people in the country that you live in. Zoom out again, imagining all the people in the continent that you live in. and zoom out and imagine all of the people in the entire earth alive right now, around 8 billion last time I heard, and now add in all of the animals, the insects, the plants that exist all around the world. So we have 8 billion people plus infinite amounts of plants and animals. Not actually infinite, but a very high amount. Is it not possible to imagine that combining the consciousness of every single one of those individual beings together is a representation of God or Source? If there truly were no separation between all the beings on this planet and all of that consciousness, all of that power, all of that life force energy was one specific consciousness, does that help to reconcile with your perceived image of God, Goddess, Source? Does that help you understand from a mental perspective how that could be possible? How perhaps each individual being on this earth is holding one important part of the puzzle. And because in truth there is no separation and there is no scarcity of source power, it's not as if there's one finite pot of consciousness that then distributes into each individual being on this planet, and that's the only amount of consciousness that you can receive or embody. Because we are each God, we get to choose how much source energy we want to embody at this time on this planet. There's an endless pot of consciousness, there's an endless pot of source energy. We can manifest and create whatever we want. And we can pull from this endless energy source, light energy down into our physical form, anchoring more and more God consciousness, lighting up the God consciousness within us, in our cells. And this requires some preparation. If you've been on any sort of spiritual path, you've probably heard that we need to prep the body. It can be dangerous to have Kundalini awakenings or to cultivate too much life force energy before the body has been prepared adequately. And this is true. And as we are ascending and as we are clearing out dense energies through the release of our emotions, we create more space for Christ consciousness to embody. We've also grown accustomed to operating at less than half capacity, probably much less than that actually, but during the fall, the separation, our DNA turned off, chunks of our DNA turned off as we fell from a higher dimension, higher frequency down to this 3D, 4D reality, where these DNA strands could no longer function. So we've grown accustomed to operating at a much diminished frequency, a much diminished capacity for living and embodying and creating. And what we are doing right now, all of us that are here, if you're listening to this podcast, we are going through the process of ascension, and we haven't done this before in this way. Like, we wouldn't be here right now awakening at this specific point in time if we had ascended before. So we've been preparing for this moment. We've been preparing preparing to go into these deep, dense, potentially dark, traumatic places to clear out and reactivate our DNA. And it is coming back online. I'll talk a bit about the fall from grace. There are many versions of this story, because I want this to be digestible, and I'm not myself clear exactly on the exact story that I believe. I've heard different versions of this. But what I am clear on, and what I've had personal memories of, is my incarnations in Atlantis. And we all existed likely many times in Lemuria and Atlantis, different lifetimes, I would imagine. You can do the work to go back to your own lineage, your own history. I think for many of us, most of us, we had lifetimes in both. And these were civilizations that existed thousands of years ago. Basically, if you go back in human history that we're taught, there's this point where we can't trace back any further. And it's as if we just appeared out of the earth in Africa. And what I'm coming to understand is that there we are connected to the cosmos and to the different planets and star bodies in our galaxy. We're all connected. And it is my understanding that different star beings, different star people came down to Earth. And in Lemuria and Atlantis, these were peaceful, high-functioning, high-dimensional societies. So we talk a lot about shifting to 5D. Really, that's just the beginning. 5D is really like the base, the first step of our ascending consciousness, and we can ascend much, much further than that. And as we lived in fifth-dimensional consciousness, we were balanced between the masculine and feminine energies within us. We lived heart first. We were sovereign and clear and acted from our inner authority. And we created magical, beautiful things. Atlantis is much more of the techies. They were a bit more inclined to utilize science and mental energy, and they worked very, very closely with crystal technology. And the Lemurians were a bit more heart-centered. They were a bit more creative, a bit more feminine. And at this time, there started to be a rupture in the frequency. Some stories say that angry beings from Mars, aka Martians, descended down. They chose to split. from the unity consciousness. They chose a different reality. They disconnected from their hearts. They became, for all intents and purposes, evil. And they found an opening in the land of Lemuria and Atlantis, and they came down. That's one story. Other stories are that the split started to happen within the communities themselves. Some say that the Atlanteans became too... they started to grasp onto power. They started to lose sight of the purpose of their existence and get wrapped up in bigger and better technologies, trying to tax the power of the crystals, the crystals that gave power in a symbiotic, supportive relationship. The Atlanteans then became a bit greedy and started to push the crystals, started to take from them. And one story has it that one of their flying sort of satellites, to really simplify the explanation, they had a flying technology that I believe provided power. Like, think of electricity. It provided that sort of power to the other, to the whole community. And things became unstable, and that flying technology crashed into the ocean, and Atlantis sunk. And people knew that this was coming to some degree, and they started fleeing. Some fled to Egypt. Some fled to California, what is now known today as those places. And there was a tear in the frequency that those communities had cultivated on Earth. The web of consciousness, the unity network that connects the entire Earth grid, ruptured. The crystals went offline. They shut down and refused to work with beings anymore. They were abused and treated with disrespect. So they went underground. And during this whole split, the beings that survived, they fell in frequency. They forgot their divine power. They were traumatized by the imbalance that was created. And they returned to a... they didn't return. They found themselves in a... like a half version of themselves. They had lost all of their beautiful technology, all of their... a lot of their community and the way, their way of life. It was like a plague of darkness, of forgetting, spread. And there were those spiritual leaders at the time prepared for this. There was a lot of work done to save these stories, to seed them into the earth, to encode them in certain technologies that we would then discover later. They prepared, they knew that we would fall and we would forget, and it would be thousands of years before we could bring ourselves back up to a frequency that would enable us to understand and receive the stories and understand and receive our true nature. And so they encoded, it's like these blueprints, these codes are in ancient religions that we've opened to. They're in the plants, the plant medicines. The plants worked with them, to be clear. This wasn't, the plants have been on this planet for much longer than humans as we know them. And there was a cooperative relationship and dynamic. The plants, specifically, I'm thinking of ayahuasca and other master plants like psilocybin and washuma, and the genetics of cacao go back to 80 million years. Like they've discovered that in genetic testing of the cacao tree, 80 million years. So it's important that we, that helps me remember my interconnectedness, and that helps humble me, because even going, extending our human history back to Atlantean Lemurian times, we're still so young and have so much to learn. So that was the fall. And we have been, we're all signed up. If you're here listening to this, we've signed up to remember, to go through the painful process of remembering how we've separated from our source within, from how we separated from the source of life force, and how we separated from each other. It's really painful to do this work. There's a deep knowing and a deep remembering that it sparks the path. It sparks the spiritual path. It sparks the path of seeking. You know, it may manifest as a knowing that the system that you grew up in is false. And you can't explain that. And that can manifest as rebellion. That can manifest as being a quote-unquote troublemaker. That can manifest as leaving it all behind to live in the woods. There's so many ways to seek. But at the core, there's something in you that knew that this system, these rules, the society, this way of being with each other is false. And that is the inspiration that pulls you forward, that pushes you, that ignites you to go on the path of a seeker. And seeking often manifests as finding some spiritual path, like yoga, meditating, Tao, plant medicine, tuning into the ancient wisdom. And that's important. If that's your path, if that is something that has been calling you and something that you resonate with, it is a very powerful means of starting the awakening process. And eventually, we get to this place that is totally new, with a capital N, and there's no roadmap. There's no ancient philosophy to help us go forward from here, because we're creating it from scratch. Not to say that these practices are not important or not supportive. It's incredibly important to support our embodiment, to clear our minds, to help our cellular structure shift. Whatever practices light you up, yoga, meditation, tai chi, whatever it is. This is not to downplay that. It's to say that those practices are supporting you to get to the next phase. And once you've regained your strength, reconnected with your inner authority, reconnected with your true knowing, your true compass within, then we create from brand new templates. We create from pure open space, guided only by the seeds of our heart. We can't follow a template from the past. It's not how this works. We've never been in this place before. Yes, there's reincarnation and there's cycles, and we've never been here where we are actively ascending from the fall from grace thousands of years ago, where there are this many people on the planet. And I believe one of the reasons we are so overpopulated is that we need as many beings to light up as possible to shift, to access the tipping point. We don't need all people to come online. We just need, some say 10% is when we shift. So if we're God, if I am God, why is there so much suffering? Why, if we're ascending back into this beautiful love frequency, why is there so much pain? And this is the task that we signed up for. There's so much pain right now because this is the pain of the eons of separation from love. This is the pain of forgetting. And when we forgot our God embodiment, when we forgot the power that we hold, that we forgot that we are sacred, that every breath, every step we take, we have the power to create worlds, as we've forgotten this, and we started to cause pain. And that pain started from the core wound, the separation wound that we all carry. This desire for union, this desire for wholeness, this desire for home. And that wound, as we forgot how to handle it, as we forgot how to love ourselves and to care for ourselves as divine beings, that wound became projected outward, and we started to hurt each other, and we started to be violent, and we started to become unbalanced. And the masculine, the toxic masculine paradigm of patriarchy took over. And we are just now starting to feel safe enough to remember to share these stories, to actively live from our truth, from our source, from our inner authority. The reason that we resist the concept of I am God or you are God is because we're terrified of the responsibility of that power. We've been accustomed to deferring our power to something outside of ourselves. And my deepest prayer is that we can all show up for ourselves and remember that it is now safe to embody our fullest potential in this present moment of now. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Medicine of Being Human podcast. It's such a joy to come on here and have this be a creative outlet. Every week I record, I learn something very different and very new. So thank you for being on this journey with me. You can find previous episodes at medicineofbeinghuman.com. as well as on your favorite podcast app. I love to hear from you, so feel free to shoot me an email anytime, love@sinamaria.com. And another quick request for a podcast review on iTunes. And you're also invited to sign up for the sexual alignment webinar, which is happening on Friday the 28th at 11:30 a.m. Pacific. All right, family, lots of love. I hope you've had a good restful holiday, and I will catch you next week.